it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Incomes are rising in New Jersey, but affordability remains a big problem. Here's KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty with more on this new census data and what it shows.
The U.S. Census Community Survey finds income was up by nearly $1,500 on average last year for New Jersey households, with a slight improvement in income inequality. State Senator Troy Singleton has been focused on these issues at the state level for years, and he says the work is far from over.
When we look at wealth and home ownership and savings and those gaps by both race and ethnicity, these inequalities remain and in many cases have worsened.
He says this is why the state's affordable housing efforts, as well as some tax credits they've been working on, are so important to close those gaps. The census also found New Jersey is among the most expensive states to live, with property taxes being a key factor. Singleton says programs like Anchor and Stay NJ were designed to address that problem, and the legislature must continue finding more ways to make the state more affordable. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.